DJW Mobile.
In 0TRs. Also Mobile, Wade Hampton and Buncombe.
Airfield headed past your house and on over to my house. Had a good day at the airfield today.
Beautiful out there, Dave. I don't have a temperature thing here in the car. Now, out in the sun, it was a little bit hot, and I spent a little bit of time out in it, but not much. Got to watch the oldest grandson graduate streaming online today. That was really nice, and the youngest grandson was in the band there at Eastside.
A rite of passage. Moving on, growing up. You can't stop them, can you? I think it was in the mid to upper 70s out there at the airfield, which is like a 10-mile-an-hour wind. It was perfect.
That place. Bernice went down to the graduation, and I just ain't able. I just didn't want to try it. And I don't like big crowds, and I just don't believe I could have climbed them steps and sat there that long because it's just rough on me. I got to let this car get in here. I got to run an errand up here to the Walmart market and pick her up some donuts. And our daughter met me down at the fruit market there just now. I wasn't expecting that. And she bought some stuff, and I bought some stuff that Bernice wanted, some strawberries and a cantaloupe and whatnot. And Amy bought some stuff. Had a nice visit. Yeah, Isaac's going to go to university there in Charlotte and major in mechanical engineering.
Say that again.
Laser thing went off on the radar detector. There ain't no lasers up here. No, I'm not going to. Heavens, no. Isaac, our oldest grandson, was accepted at the university there, UNC at Charlotte, and he's taking mechanical engineering, Dave.
Off in, and I really did enjoy that. Grain structure, destructive testing, kinetics, really, really good criteria. I really, really enjoyed that till they forced me to take a computer class. And then I just switched majors immediately after that computer programming class.
I think you had the right idea there from what I've noticed you can do. Yeah, pretty amazing, Dave. You had a great career. Well, that's one of the reasons he chose that. Amy took him to quite a few universities to look over, and she liked their engineering program a lot.
That I really enjoyed about mechanical engineering is they give you a dump truck, and all the levers that lift the dump up on the truck, all the different hydraulics and the links and the bushings and the pins and the pivot points and everything, and they'll pick one of about 80 of them out, and they'll say, give me the vertical stress, give me the horizontal stress, and give me the lateral stress and the compression or the tension stress in this one member. And they give you the tools to figure every bit of that out. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, right. That sounds like what Amy took. She took polymer engineering, and she had a course, and it was called statics. I looked through it, and there was stuff in there I didn't even know the symbolism, Dave. But I'd be lucky to do ninth grade algebra. And you're getting up there in, quadratic equations and, oh, good Lord, calculus and stuff like that. Way above my pay grade.
She learned calculus. All it does is makes the geometry, trigonometry and algebra really short, sweet, and simple. So it's nothing to be afraid of. But I took the statics classes and chematics classes, which chematics is just a dynamic view of statics, and really rewarding. I mean, all the things you wondered about how they do that, they give you all the answers to how you're going to do that, and you can do it.
I'm glad there are people like that in this world. Oh, well, I had enough schooling with just trying to do what I could do in electrical and electronics, but It's always interested me, I can tell you that for sure. Well, I've arrived here, and I need to get in there and get that, and then I think I'll go down and wash the truck. 101 was just a pile of traffic. I think it's the graduation ceremonies getting out after you get down past Rutherford Road, so best you avoid that.
I'll keep you. I'm at your favorite red light, Milford Church and 101. Yesterday on my motorcycle, I had to wait through like six changes of this light. I was waiting down there at the bridge at Lake Cunningham for this light up here at Milford Church and 101. Somehow it's not as good as it was when they first put it in. Anyway, Tom, good talking to you. N0TR, W4DJW.
Yeah, it looks like I don't have to change the timing on that when they see it, but I don't know if they put in that sophisticated a rig there or not. But they got the PLCs and everything installed there. Looks like they could do that, and I agree with you. Especially if you're going north. It seemed like that light's short, and then they let them go south, and they let them go for a long, long time. But there you go. I guess that's because I don't make the rules. Take care, Dave. W4DJW N0TR. See you in the Walmart.